The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The disciples approached him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Blessed are you, your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. I appreciate and admire for your faith that you continue to come to the church to be nourished and nurtured by the grace of God. So every sacrament which we receive here is always making us more fruitful and yielding more understanding the wisdom of God. And how wonderful to be nourished and nurtured by the grace of God each and every time as we receive these sacraments, the scriptures, and the mystery of salvation, the memory of God, the celebration of the Mass that we come to celebrate. So always let us be grateful to God that He makes us to come to this church, enables us to honor and glorify Him through our lives, and that is the beauty of our life. During the summertime, yes, I see this side is a little empty, but yes, How wonderful to come to God to be nourished and nurtured each and every day to honor and glorify our God. So our prayer, our worship, our coming to God doesn't go in vain. It is always fruitful. It always makes us to be a good trees and big trees during summertime. Yes, this is summertime. In Michigan, everybody loves summer. And yes, it's a summertime, it's a beautiful time. So people are enjoying the generosity of God. How beautiful He makes this world to live for everybody. Do you love summertime? Yes. Wintertime?
Yeah.
Yes. Wintertime also, it has its blessings. So as I know, I first time I saw the snow. And yes, I was able to make an angel myself. So. Yeah. So it has its own beauty. Summertime has its own beauty. And yes, just wandering these beautiful trees. They are calling the rain. So it will come today, hopefully. No. It is calling the rains now, I see. Yeah. They're talking. They're talking. And these beautiful trees, big trees, again breathing the fresh air. Oxygen is coming from there. And that is the beauty of creation God has given to us. The generosity of God cannot be compared with anything else. We cannot repay Him back. The sun is shining and the source of everything is sun. If we do not see the sun, yes, all these greeneries all over the world, it will die. So it is, the sun is the source of energy. If sun would not be there, there is no creation. Nothing will happen. So how the generosity of God is there. Sun is shining to everybody, whether he is poor or he is rich, whether he is a sinner or he is a righteous man. Yes, sun is shining for everybody. And that is the generosity of God. That how the power and energy, that how he builds. And today is the parable of sower. That how the land becomes fertile and bears much fruit. So all of you are fruits. Some of you are orange fruits. Some of you are grapefruits. Some are jackfruits. Yes. Some are apple. Maybe all of us are fruits. Just compare our life, our talents and gifts, our nature, our behavior, how God uses us to multiply. How God uses us to evangelize, build His kingdom in this world. So what kind of fruits we can be? Yeah, mango. Now, recently I had gone to Sam's Club and I got the lady, beautiful lady and generous lady, she bought me a whole bunch of mangoes and it was only $5. So yes, maybe 20 or 25 or 30, I tried to tell Father John and Joss, come on, do it, some justice here. Help me eating. No, but they were, this is strange. So they did like it, but only one they can consume, not much. But yes, how God's beauty is there, yielding many fruits in the creation, in the beauty. Just imagine those fertile land where all the fruits are there, that they grow, become a tree, and then able to bring fruits in the creation and become more fruitful. And that is the sower, the parable of sower. He goes out to throw his seeds all over the universe. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He became the Word. He is speaking through the scriptures. He is speaking every day, through our prayers, through our hearts, through His presence in the universe, each and every day. It doesn't go in vain. The rain pours in this universe. That is the first reading. It is always yielding fruits. It doesn't go without using it. Yes, it makes the land more fertile, our universe wonderful. And that is the work of the rain. So the Word of God is the same. The Word of God, the scripture is the same. That it nourishes us, nurtures us. It changes our wisdom. It changes our hearts. It changes our mind. It changes everything. That is the Word of God. And that's why He says, blessed are the eyes Blessed are the ears. They can see, they can do their functions, all the senses. So whatever our senses, if you smell good, you will become good. If you smell bad, you will become bad. So smell good. And that is the church. If we come to smell good things here in the church. And that is the incense, the prayer, worship to God. It is like smelling the good things, taking, feeling nice. Your body is becoming stronger. Yes. And also your hearts are becoming stronger. And that is the way God cultivates in our hearts, His wisdom. His wisdom that we can grow, become big tree like these trees, wonderful trees, and bear much fruits, become more fruitful in the world. And that is our life, our evangelization. Admire, appreciate that you continue to nourish and nurture your people through your faith, through your behavior, through your talents and gifts that you give for your society to make it more fruitful because of your faith. And that is evangelization. Many of you are committed to do good for the society, doing good for the welfare of the society each and every day. And that is the way God works. That is the way God works to make the land more fertile. Since I'm talking about the farmer's language and Jesus is talking, I will tell about the farmers. Yes, I was in the center of the diocese, so I was working with a Belgian missionary. And he was 95 years old, and his main purpose was to make the land more fertile. The land where we were, where I was growing up, our land over there is red. So the red soil is fertile, do you think? Is fertile? Red soil? No. The black soil? Yes, is fertile. Yes, you can cultivate how to plant potatoes, onions, garlics. I was able to go to Deacon Brand's house also. He has so many plants he has. Yes, the land is black soil is more fertile, that it can bring so many good fruits, trees, plants, everything, and so many birds will come and steal our food. Yes, and that is the way, yes, how we become fruitful. The soil where I was working, yes, it is red, so we have to ask our people. We were in charge of 200 villages and all 38 parishes. So we were going to teach those little farmers each and every day how to cultivate, how to make your land more fertile. So to make the land more fertile, what we were asking them is to dig a big place. And yes, dig, they have the spade, so there's a big spade. So there is no machine, you have the big spade. So they dig and take out the mud and fill it with all the leaves, all kind of leaves over there. And then, yes, put with some mud, other kind of soils. And there was a interior, it should be decomposed and become compost manure at the end. But we have to put some earthworms. You buy some earthworms so that they can eat, enjoy, make merry and party. And yes, they will convert it into manure. And yes, then we will use for tomatoes, garlic, onions, everything. All the vegetables. And that is the way that they can survive. They can survive for their daily tomatoes, not habanero, but we have a chili. Yes, tomatoes, garlic, onions, and everything. So that was our life, teaching them how to cultivate their own little way. And yes, it was fun. Yeah, God's creation, the generosity you can see in the little place. So they do not know it's a big machine and big farmland is very big here in America. So that was shocking for me when I came first time here. Never thought one day I'll end up in here in America and people have lots of field, big land and farm, and the machine is doing beautiful machine. And yes, yeah, that they can cultivate and they can feed the whole over everybody, big amount, and even I was in charge of CRS as an associate with another Belgian missionary. So CRS was providing the bulgur all over the world. And soybean oil. Oil was there with coming with tins and containers, big containers, and we were collecting all those things in the diocese. So we have bigger than this church. So we can collect all of them, and bulgur and powder, milk powder. So that was, we were distributing to the parishes and villages everywhere, and from the center of the diocese, so truck was there and we were going to each parishes to distribute them, and the bulgur, everybody was starving. So yes, how is big their stomach, but they need food. If they cannot cultivate, then they need food. So they were eating bulgurs, and as I was growing, I remember that in school, yeah, they were making those bulgurs and powders, and our stomach were full. Yeah, so some people were only coming for that bulgur. Only they were feeding their stomach only, and they will come only to, they will come to church only to feed their stomach. Not here. No, this is not their purpose. There was only to eat the food, the bulgur. And yes, still their religion, their faith, the Christianity, though we baptize them, they are baptized in the name of Christ, but their faith is very shallow. They do not understand the story of Moses, do not understand the story of Abraham, do not understand the story of David, how God has a plan of salvation. No, so they only come for food, only for their stomach. Not for their intellectual or spiritual abilities, still that is there. But that is the way your people here from this side cultivated so many and able to send. That is the generosity of the people of this land, generosity of the people of Europe. The generosity, that is the way God wants to teach us. That is the way you are helping the people, those who are unprivileged, those who are not able to see this land. And I am one of the privileged men able to come to see this world, which is very different from that world where, yes, people are still, there are so many people who are starving for their stomach only. They do not have other imaginations. They do not have other dreams. They are just each and every day cultivating. They do not have bank balance. They do not understand about bank system. So that is the world still existing. Here is that world. Here is that world. It's a big gap. Is there a big gap? But God enabled me to see that land, stay there where people are having no fresh water. They do not have drinking water. They have to go and fetch in the deep valley and carry their pots of water on their head and come. Even myself, when I sometimes go that side, again I have to carry my water to take shower and bath. And sometimes you are freed to take shower or bath in the river. Wearing good clothes though, yes, not naked, yes. So yes, I was able to take the bath when I went in the river, but yes, the ras comes out in whole body, all kind of ras, because my body is so spoiled now here, yes. So I cannot bear those things and now over there, because those little insects, they eat or whatever they do, yes, you get the ras. So it's that kind of life, just imagine very, a different kind of life, but God has his generosity for them as well. He has a balance over there for their lives. They also live without doctor 70 years, without doctor 80 years, never seen the doctor, but yeah, they do live. So God has his balance, his generosity is there for everybody. And that is the way that people are living that side. But again, when he talks about the parable, he's talking about how we are able to make our land more fertile is our heart. That how you can become more generous, more kind, more loving, more understanding, more merciful, more able to love, show compassion and mercy to one another, more understanding. And that is the world which we live. And that is what God makes us by coming to this church, coming to other churches, anywhere, wherever we are. And that is the way he nourishes us through this gospel, nourishes us with the sacraments, the wisdom that he nourishes and nurtures us so that we can become like that, more understanding, more loving, more compassionate. And you see that many of our sons and daughters, our brothers and sisters, they are away from church because they do not understand what we understand. And that is, we are instrument. You are instrument. We, all of us, are instrument to bring them back, bring them to church. And it is possible with our, again, a loving understanding to them, how we can attract them, how we can able to persuade them. That is, the life which I am living is higher, valuable, more understanding than other life. So there are so many distractions today in the television, in the internet, in our phones, in our every way of life. There are so many people, they don't believe in God. They are away from God. Each and every day they don't want to come. They do not see the purpose of their faith, their religion, their God. And that's why he is saying there is a stubborn heart. They are rocky ground. There is another plants are choking them. They are not able to receive because they are worried with their own their anxieties of different kinds. How can we become? They can become fruitful. They cannot become fruitful unless they constantly being coming to receive the grace of God, receiving the prayer, doing the prayer. Then only our hearts, our lives would become more fertile. And able to see with loving and compassionate heart that how God has planned each and every one of us in his image and in his likeness so that we, all of us, will become fruitful. 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold, and make this world a beautiful place to live for everybody. So how fortunate to receive the grace of God. How fortunate we are each and every day to come for the sacraments. So let us be grateful and admire and appreciate your faith. Continue to be nourished and nurtured, and don't allow any kind of distraction coming to this world that can distract and take us away from God. So yes, God is always good, and he is always pouring with his generosity, his graces. Let us be grateful to receive him. Let us be nourished and nurtured by his love, by his grace. May God bless you as you come to honor and glorify our God through your lives. Amen.